As we journey through this Easter season, each Sunday we're giving glimpses of how those early followers of Christ, after the resurrection, were trying to discern and figure out who they needed to be as church. What did this mean to be a follower of Christ in their time, in their place? And today we are given a little more glimpse from our reading from the Acts of the Apostles, and I want to spend some time with that reading with you this morning. In that reading, we hear about Stephen, and we also hear about Saul. Saul's mentioned towards the end there a little bit. As you know, Saul will eventually become Paul. And so I looked at that reading, Stephen and Paul. Personally, before I came here to St. Paul's, I was the rector of St. Stephen's in Pearl River, New York for a while, and then came here many years ago to be a rector here at St. Paul's. So Stephen and Paul have always been significant parts in my journey. After the 7:30, people are coming up and saying, I once belonged to St. So-and-so, I belonged to St. And those memories are in sometimes in our hearts of parishes named after saints that we've been a part of. Stephen is someone who is worth really engaging with. His story really begins with his being one of the first deacons in the church. He was one of the first deacons, and he was also the first martyr. And I want to talk about that a little bit. The feast of St. Stephen is on December 26th, the day after Christmas. Doesn't get a lot of attention because they're so taken with the celebration of Christmas. But St. Stephen was part of those first deacons in the church. If you remember the story, in the early church, everything was held in common, and things were distributed as needed. And there was this issue in the early church where the Jewish Christians heard from the Hellenist Christians. Those were Jewish Christians who had sort of a Greek tradition, Greek culture, Greek language. And they were saying to the Jewish Christians, basically, hey, we're not getting enough attention when it comes to the distribution of these goods. It's such a real event in the early church that you just hear that. And the apostles recognized that and began to realize that we have to do something. And so the apostles felt they needed to raise up a ministry in the church that would respond to that servant ministry. And so they called forth seven to be deacons. And Stephen was one of those first deacons in the church. If you can picture in the early church, when they would gather for worship, they brought with them to the gathered community food, goods, needs, things that could serve the community. And it's believed that those were brought to the community, and as the church grew and developed, those offerings would be brought forward to the altar. And the deacon was the one who would receive those gifts, because the deacon was the one who would then be distributing those in the days ahead. And from those gifts brought forward, there was always some bread and some wine, and that was placed on the equivalent of what we call the altar. And the Eucharist is celebrated from that bread and wine brought forth from the community. And then the deacon called forth the community to be a servant community and sharing these goods where needed. Today, 2,000 years later, we still model that in our Sunday liturgy. Candy is the deacon here at St. Paul's. She's not with us today. She's at the beach with the Women's Beach Week. But when Candy is here, you remember the offerings are brought forward, the plates are distributed, and when the offerings brought forward, the deacon, and if it's not the deacon, it's an acolyte or one of the clergy, but it's that servant ministry receives those gifts. Now, we don't bring apples and fruit and vegetables. We bring our resources. We bring money. We bring those kinds of gifts to be brought to the table, to the altar, and all participate in that giving. All participate in that offering. That was a part of the early Christian community. And today we bring those offerings to the altar. They're raised up by the priest, blessed, and then in many ways you could say used to support the ministry of this parish, both within and beyond. So that tradition begins, and it's the deacon who reminds us of that servant ministry. Also, the deacon at the conclusion of our service, what's the last thing we hear before we depart? It's the deacon who says, go forth into the world to be a servant ministry going forth. So Stephen was that kind of a deacon in the early church. He saw that gift of service, that gift of reaching out to the community as one of significance in his life. So you may say to yourself, well, that sounds like a pretty gracious, loving kind of thing to do. How did he end up getting martyred for it? How does that happen? If you read the Acts of the Apostles, you will see that not only was Stephen and those and the early church not only just about reaching out to those in need, not only reaching out to the symptoms of poverty and need and struggle, but also looking at what was the cause. What was causing these needs? And when you start doing that, you begin to engage with the community. You begin to engage with those in power and control. And you begin sometimes to challenge it. And sometimes that's not always well received. And Stephen stood against the power of his time. Early on in the Acts of the Apostles, you'll see Stephen challenging particularly religious leaders at that time, who he felt were people of the law, but not really obeying the law of their tradition. And people were suffering because of that. So he challenged that. He challenged that in his time. And you could suggest that that led to his martyrdom, to his being killed. And it's very interesting in this reading today, Stephen is being stoned to death because of his servant ministry, his challenging of the community. And as he's being stoned, there's that little reference in our reading today of Saul standing by and watching. Saul eventually would begin persecuting these Christians. Not only, he probably found great support for stoning Stephen, and he began persecuting Christians. But we know the story, and another part of the story, where Saul has an experience and this conversion experience of knocked off his horse, as the reading says. And he has this transformative experience where he becomes a follower of Christ, where his life is totally transformed, and he becomes what we know as Paul. Stephen and Paul. Stephen being martyred for his faith, Paul eventually being transformed and bringing this faith not only between Hellenists and Jewish Christians, but beyond the world they knew, going beyond to the Gentile world, going beyond to the worldwide, being what we, when we use the word in the creed, one holy Catholic and apostolic church, it's that sense of being Catholic, being universal, being beyond even what we can even imagine. That was a great part of the ministry of Paul, which is an interesting dynamic to remember and think about. So Stephen, the deacon, and the martyr. Want you to take home today and think about servant ministry. It's not just the deacon who's called to do that. As you know, in our tradition, ordained ministry is meant to call forth from the community the ministry that we all share together. And so the diaconate is to call forth the servant ministry that we're all called forward to. And reflect on our servant ministry. Here at St. Paul's, we certainly respond to symptoms of difficulty, of poverty, of struggle, persecution. We bring food to folks. Our pastoral care ministry reaches out to people. Meals on Wheels brings food to people who are in need. During the pandemic, we spent time in a local apartment complex providing food for people. So we respond to the issues at hand. We clergy so often get requests from the community, from folks in the community, if we can help them financially for many reasons, but oftentimes it's rent. And because of your generosity, your giving to the rectors and associate rectors' discretionary funds, we're able to provide that help and that assistance. And that's important. Thank God we can do that. Thank God for your generosity that makes that difference. But also here at St. Paul's, we're also not only responding to the symptoms, but we're also looking to engage with the cause. And I give you the example of One Wake, where we're trying to help folks who are having a difficult time paying their rent. The work of One Wake is asking the question, well, how can we find affordable housing so folks are not in that situation? Both of those important, both of those significant, but both of those engage, particularly the work of engaging with the cause leads to what St. Stephen was led to, is challenging the power, challenging the system, you want to call it that. And when you do that, there's going to need to be relationships built and a way to come to that. And there may be some sacrifice, there may be some suffering that we experience, but it's that call to go beyond ourselves. And the ministry of Stephen, to me, when I was rector for 7 years in St. Stephen's, that was always the one of the focus points of the ministry, of being like Stephen, going out into the world, engaging with the world, and at times not being accepted, being rejected, facing challenges, perhaps not literal death, but challenging the world in which we live in and how we live in it and how it can be, living into this vision. As we go to live in the way, that great scene from our gospel, Jesus saying, I am the way and the truth and the life. Being in relation with Christ leads us to the way. And today I offer you the way of St. Stephen, going out into this world, challenging the causes that oppress people, that keep people in poverty, that keep people homeless. That's part of that servant ministry. And I'm glad we do that ministry here at St. Paul's. And I invite you to be further engaged in that as well as offering your resources to support the work we do here at St. Paul's. So I wish Candy were here today to show forth that, to remind ourselves of that. We give thanks for the ministry of Candy. I give thanks for all of you and your ways of being deacons, of your way of being servants to the word, servants to this world, and servants to our parish. Let us go forth this day, continuing this Easter journey that calls us to wonder in a world that's different than the world we live in now.